The SA Music Show with Thabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Ons gas is hierso uiteindelik. Ek en hy praat nou so. It's been so difficult getting you here.
Oh, look.
It's years.
It's amper jare, hoor. It's amper jare, my man. It's amper jare. That's all I'm going to say.
Bonginkosi Archibald Mtombeni, welcome to the SA Music Show.
Finally, I've made it. The interview I always wanted. Yes. Even though the flight tried to delay me, I said, no, I'm going to make it to that show. Finally, no, I'm going to make it to that man show. Music as a show. I'm going to be there. Amen.
This is what you can hear. It was a bit as I could feel no say. The first time that I saw you were on a stage, pantomime wise,
yes.
And you were acting and you were doing your thing so well, man. And then I saw you again, but this time it was inside a house. And we were just out of COVID, mm-hmm. but still struggling a little bit to get work. And there was this beautiful family that says, hey, man,
we are.
We are going to take you and we're going to, Anton and Stephanie, as you luister, bye-bye, donkey.
Bye, donkey.
Yeah, we're going to take you and we're going to make something out of your beautiful talent and just basically bring that all together. But since then, man, oh, man, you've been busy.
I've been busy, man.
You've been busy.
First of all, they're going to kick me out of Jacaranda. Hello, on all ons luisternaars. Do you call them luisternaars?
Yes.
Hello. Lekker aand vir julle. Ek is baie bly om hier te wees. Baie dankie dat julle luister na hierdie lekker mooi show. Thank you so much. Man, it's been a busy season. I will not complain. I will not lie. It's been a busy season trying to juggle everything, you know, the acting, the MC gigs, the gigs, the performing gigs. It's just been a good season. Since then, again, thanks to Anton and Steph, you know, they really put us on a different platform
100%.
In terms of after COVID. But after that, you know, just word of mouth, you know, being reliable, being a loyal, you know, entertainer, you know, people love that. People know that they love that they can rely on you. So it becomes difficult because then they want you. Then now you must decide, ish, okay, but now you want me, but that date is not available. We can try, Bangi. We can try change the date for you so you can be there. Then that says a lot. So it has been hard. It's I'm one guy who doesn't, I don't like saying no to a gig. Mm. It's hard for me to say no, but I've learned to, and it's a blessing, man, because if you say you can't, that shows you know what I'm saying?
It
shows the positive side, shows that you want it, you're most busy. So that changed a lot of things. Like, most guys book me a year in advance now. You know, then you start being worried. Like, I think till March, I'm rocking.
How's that,
I'm
man?
Rocking. I think I'm rocking.
I'm so proud
much.
Of you because you're so multi-talented, man. Like, you sing, you act, you do all of these things, right? I'm like, how can one human being do all of these things? But it's because you come also from such a rich background and such a solid background as well. Yeah. You grew up in Tembisa.
Yes, sir.
And your moms actually took you to church and that's where your love started. You saw your brother playing the piano and you were like, hey, I want to learn how to play this thing.
Yeah.
And look at you today. And tell us a bit about your tate and idols. Like, let's go back to 2010. You were part of the top 8.
Yes.
How was that?
That experience, that experience, I'm not going to lie. That's where I also started having the business mind of the entertainment
100%.
Industry. Because, you know, that experience, yo, everyone was listening, man. If you went there and you didn't go and you didn't make it through, you know, sometimes you need to be strong. You need to be able to chew rejection told that you can't sing while you know what you can sing. But they always look for something to entertain. I mean, it's TV, you see. So, but it was hard. I mean, it was, you rehearse a song tonight, you have to go on stage tomorrow. If you make it through, you rehearse a song that night and you have to sing the song the next day. So in groups, in stages. So when I got voted out, it was very emotional, man. I think it was not yet flighting on any other channels but one channel. So it made it very difficult. And it was big, man. When I walked out the doors, the children that are standing there, they were crying and I felt so emotional. Like, it's one thing that people don't see these things. Like, the children crying. And then secondly, what adults did, because I was already getting booked from top 100. So what they did, I saw this huge email when I got home. oh my God, what am I gonna do with this? It's bookings, Baba, and serious bookings, eh? Wow. So now I didn't know how to handle bookings, and then that's how you learn. Then you have to find an agent to help you, and it's hard, and you know.
Yeah, like 30% or something. I'm like, why do you have to steal like that?
Yeah, so the saddest thing is that as you need Vietnam, then fatela di yellow geld hoor. Because because you're coming
you
from
know
a place.
How many exactly? Sure. Excuse me, like Rieda, do you know how many times that has happened to huge artists? Huge artists.
Listen, it's big. Yeah. And listen, as a boy coming from Tembisa, I'm going to tell that, you know, sometimes when you perform for like 2-3 hours, I come from that background when I used to perform with the band for 3 hours, now you come from idols. It changes. When you see that offer, you're like, yo, it's alles meiner. But with that being said, still, the agent still makes more because you were in demand at that time. You people saw. That's where I was spotted for doing theater. You know, Bernard J saw me there. He's like, this guy's got something special.
Wow.
I didn't know that. And I was so excited. Wow. And that's how I made it to pantomime. Then, that's another story. Because pantomime, they speak their own language on theater, man. They speak Jenna Sandeman used to shout at me, Bonky, stand left. I don't know what stage left is. Downstage, upstage. But then from there, you know, I just, because I'm willing to learn. I'm that guy who forces things. And that's why they call me the Rainbow Nation artist.
Nice. Yeah. Just before we go into your number four and your number three on the SA Music Countdown, I have to ask you this though. Yep. What the different worlds, right? The pantomime world and the singing world. Is there really such a huge difference? And would you say there's one that you enjoy more?
Yo! Thanks, Toby. So no, you know what I do? I think I made them one. When for example, if I go for an audition for TV or anything, they always tell me the same thing. All TV for ads, they tell me the same thing. Bonky, tone it down. Then I learned something, that it's better they tone you down than to tone you up, because some people are untone upable. If they're such they're untoneable. So they tone you down. So
yes, people are constantly have to tone down my laugh.
Exactly. You know, because you're vibrant, you're out there. And man, so pantomime and music, for me, I make them the same thing. I treat them like the same. Because pantomime, you dance, sing, and act. So as well as when I'm on stage, I dance, sing, and hoy some comedy jokes there. All in one. Here, Alice and Ian.
Bonky Archie.
Yes, sir.
On Jacaranda FM is the SA Music Show. Let's get down to your number four and your number three. Dan chatto se bietjie verder saam met hom, want I could so baie om te vra.
The SA Music Show with Thabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
My name is Thabiso Kambule, the Fresh Prince of Radio. Saam met jou alipad tot 10 uur en vanaand het ons die een en enigste Bonky Nkosi Archie. Mtombeni in the Jacaranda FM building. Now this guy, man, he does pop, he does reggae, he does gospel. Like, you are just, you are in this, like, we open you as a tap and then you just keep on going and going and going and going and going. But I want to take you back to a time, I think it was just after high school. Or going into high school, where your mom's unfortunately lost her job.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you basically had to step up into that role. And we were talking now off air about how really blessed we are to have bookings literally on a weekly basis. There's bookings now.
Yeah.
But how do you rest? I want to know in this time, when do you decide that, okay, cool, this is my resting time, and how do you rest?
Unfortunately, she lost a job when I was very young, and for her to get me to school was a mission, man. Like, my mom used to wake up every morning while I was still staying in Tembisa, but you see, the township is, the houses are close to each other.
Yes.
So she'd wake up, I think between 4 and 5, she'd first say her prayer. And then she go to the neighbors, be like, hey, don't you have $20 for my son to go to school? Wow. Don't you have $50 for my son to go to school? And I'd be like, you know, I'd see what this woman is doing. I used to take the train. I used to go to Germiston, Primrose War School. Lekker. That was my school. So I went there. That was cool. And with all of that, I told myself that my mother is, you know, she's never, ever going to regret doing this. You know, she's going to live the life that I was supposed to have, but she's going to have it. So when I started doing my first gig in, at the Rancho, and I was discovered by a guy by Libby Lowe, who used to work for Yamaha, then that's when it started, man. Things changed, man. Like, because I'm a hard worker, I'm so driven, self-driven, you know. I'm self-motivated. I'm not that guy who looks for motivation in other people. I have to motivate myself. You have to wake up in the morning. So now my mom just lives like a queen. Whenever she says, yo, you know, there's this shoe. Where? When? Okay, let's go. Yo, you know the woman of prayer going to get... Okay, Vanier, feel this. Okay, let's go.
But
they're taking the bus. No, you're not taking the bus. You're flying you. They'll find you there. You know, that's how I roll now.
I love it.
That's how
That's
how I roll with my mama now. And she has to have an attire for every day, for every night because of that. So that too, people don't know. But that's where other blessings lie.
Come on.
When your parents or your elders... are stress-free and the well taken care of. Because first of all, she prays. So you don't know. People are like, oh, Bongi is doing these things underground. No, it's because I know where to plant my seed. And I know where everything else is coming from, because I'm not driven by other people. I'm driven by, you know, the word. So when I rest,
man, I love it.
Yeah, so when I rest, I always take time out. I'm a guy who goes away when I rest. Like, even if it's 2 days Machalis, 2 days Bella Bella, 2 days Drakensberg, 2 days, but it's just me chilling and doing nothing and not even thinking about anything, you know, and just, you know, I love outdoors. I love the bad. I'm afraid of snakes. That's the funny thing. I just realized this the other day that I'm actually bang for slange. Like, I'm really, really scared. But you always find me in the berge or in the forest. I actually thought about this the other day. I'm afraid of snakes. I could see a snake that is scared, shedded its skin, I'll run. I don't care how big or small. Even when I see it on TV, I change. That's how bad it is. I change the channel. I don't play.
Ma, you leave the berg.
I just leave the very berg. Yo. I love the mountains.
Man. Talk about traveling. I know that you've done some work with Disney as well, and you've basically traveled the world,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about your most favorite place that you've actually traveled to. If there is.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot. Look, when I was working with Disney, I traveled a lot of places. I mean, I went up to the glacier when we were up in Alaska. That was,
man,
unbelievably beautiful.
Okay, would you ever say, look, a boy from Tembisa?
Listen, when
Alaska.
Tembisa. Hey. It was me, the Dai kid from Tembisa, bro.
Wow, that went to Noble Primary School.
Yeah. Yeah, boy used to take the train and play with, you know, bricks, those bricks. We used to play with them and make them cars.
Yep. Imagine,
a brick doesn't have wheels. A brick is just a steer. It's a four-coin steer. But we made that thing move, man. That's the point. This of Tembisa, playing with kids, you know. I never thought. But I can tell you one thing. When the A380, the double-decker airplane, came out. Most Tembisa, where I stay, you see the planes land and they take off. I see them.
Yes,
one thing I said to myself when I was in grade 8, I'll never forget. I pointed at it. It was an Emirates aircraft. I was like, one day, my first time being on that airplane will be definitely Emirates. I just forgot to say first class. You know, things you speak with your mouth. I just forgot to say first class. That's the one thing I forgot. I was like, Ishan, Bongs, you should have said first class.
Because there's power in the tongue, you
there's
know?
There's power in the tongue. Hey, man, my tongue is shimmy 2 feet because... hey, shimmy 2 feet big time. I was what now? So so it was... When I spoke that, I said... The first time I go, I set foot in the USA, it'll be on an Emirates double-decker, the one, the A380, and it'll be the US... It'll be like that. It happened like that.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like that. First time going to the USA was on that aircraft. That's why I'm saying, yo, Mfana, you should have said, yeah. You know, when you start these things, people don't understand. When you start making it, your faith also, you start doubting it more. And it's not supposed to be like that.
Brother.
It's not supposed to be like that. The minute things get better, also put your faith into test, because we start blaming it on being busy. We start blaming it on traveling a lot. Then we forget, Guti. Remember when you used to cry at night? Remember when you used to not eat for the day and just sit at home and just believe and meditate on the good things that should always follow you? You need to still do that, because there's greater things that are waiting for us. I mean, when I was on Disney, man, yo, I can tell you, I probably for that first year, I cried every night. Because you can't believe the kind of people that came to listen to me when I was performing. You can't believe how many people's lives were changed. You can't believe how many friends I have in the States just because of that. You can't believe how many emails I get from Disney, how many emails I get to be like, dude, do you want to come back? I'm like, I'll come back, but you guys, I'll trakom, you know, give me take in, it's a big
year.
Yeah, even here, because when I came here, people still ask me this year, Tabi Zuguti, are you back in South Africa? I've been back in South Africa for 5 years, guys. I'm back, you know, it's like because I was gone for a long time. I think I was gone for 4 years. They're like, are you back? I'm back, I'm here. They're like, oh, okay, please send us a code. So you 5 years young, you thought I was gone. But it's been traveling the world. I mean, there's no place I haven't been to. You know, there's no place I haven't been to. There's no place I haven't put foot on. New Orleans, I enjoyed it because of the music, man. It was amazing. They played the good music. And it's been everywhere. It's been me sharing with the world this great gift that drives me crazy, man. It drives me crazy, this gift. Like, I can't tell you, man. I can't begin to tell you.
Man, and your gift is providing for you in so many ways.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Bongi
yes, sir.
Archie with us on the SA Music Show. Hy gaan nou vir ons ook 'n bietjie vertel van sy song. Ons het sy song hier so Lover. Wat ons hy 'n bietjie nou oor gaan vertel. En natuurlik net so nog 'n flintertjie saam met hom gesels voordat hy kom na gaan.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
It's the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM, home of more music you love. Abud Bongi, I have a special message for you, man.
Yay!
And,
Yay! Someone said
it's all. It's all in the messages. It's all in the messages. Kush, the barber saying, whoa, the guy is inspiring me. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And then I have a voice note for you as well.
Oh,
and I'm
yay!
Sure that you will remember this gentleman.
Oh.
Hey Bongster, it's Chevet. So good to hear you on air today and just spreading your love and passion everywhere you go. I hope that you are well and I miss you. Hope to see you soon, either back in SA or here in Dubai.
Listen to that.
Man, keep shining and keep spreading the love everywhere you go. We love you and look forward to hearing more from you.
Man, oh man, you are loved.
Dubai, Papa.
Yeah.
Dubai.
You're loved.
I'm not showing off. I'm just saying. I'm not sure what to say.
You are so loved.
Thanks, Chevy. And thank you to the barber. Thank you guys so much for those messages, man. Love you guys to the moon and back.
Like a man. Please do tell us about the song just before we have you introduce your song to us. Tell us about your song, Mr. Lover.
Ah, man, this song, I recorded it, I think a year ago, and I'm rebranding myself, and I'm rebranding these songs again, and I'm glad it's going to play on Jacaranda, the SM Music Show, Mama, I've made it, with Tawis, of course. It's this song I recorded, it's three songs, it's an EP, it's out there, it's got Love, it's got Jonga, it's got Maximum. We recorded it, we were trying something new. Mm-hmm. You know, with me, you can't box me, and I choose not to be boxed.
100% because you used to do a lot of covers before.
Yes,
now you're doing originals.
Yes. So yeah. I do originals. It's one thing I want to tell everyone who wants to be a musician. You know, covers are good. Don't chase the fame. You know, first chase the bag, then the fame will follow, because that's what I do at my show. At most corporates, I do covers. People love covers. People
yes,
want to dance to that.
100%.
People want to, you know, they want to, you must make them remember you, so that when you throw your song, they'll be like, oh man, it's that Bongi guy with the dreads. Oh, I love that boy. And then, you know, you get bookings again and people love you. So when we released the song, I wanted to a taste of something different, of the African vibe, you know, some nice Afro pop stuff. So we recorded three songs, and we received it. It was well received, and it was something different. It's a different Bongi. Like, I mean, I just had my Motown show, but this one is different.
Thursday,
it was a great success, man. I just did all the great songs, but this one, these songs, it's all Afro pop. It's like your Bongi now turns into that man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
can
now.
I be your your lover.
Hey.
Ooh, Tomazana. Ooh, Shandela. You know, it's something different. So that you don't box yourself. The opportunities are enough and they are more than that. So you must not chase the opportunities that you think are for you only. You know, you can tap into something different that might be a breakthrough. You 100%. May tap into something nanya force. Oh, that's what I tell people. Keep forcing. One door will just break down. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So, but then as long as you have your fingers and your tentacles in many places, someone will bite and someone will grab. So that's me. So this song is just for the love, man. It's just for joy. The whole EP is just about love and happiness. This all for this.
Ach, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Bongi, where can we find you on social media?
Y'all can do it now. Do it now. But as a buyer famous as Daniel Kamine Krenia. So now I'm still replying to people's DMs.
Oh,
you
nice,
know, it gets to a point
nice,
where
you can't anymore.
Yeah, where you like Tabiso. Where you like Tabiso.
Oh, come on.
You can't reply. You don't reply. You don't reply to DMs. I mean, I still reply to DMs. I'm still there. But you know what? When you text these famous people, they don't reply. It just goes, your message doesn't have reply, whatever. Yeah, me, they do. So it's Bongi_Archie. That's BONGI_ARCHI on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Man, I will. Yeah, girl, come my book. I'll reply. Put it immediately. Won't waste time. I'm there. Because I don't have much followers.
Gepraat van dit, gepraat van bookings. So what's next for you? What's next for you? As you said, you did the Motown.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
So as we spoke off air, it's the silly season, man. The emails are going crazy because companies are doing year ends.
Yep.
Birthday parties, is weddings, it's all that. So it's still a season. Like, the only time I'll check out my diary is Monday, tomorrow morning. Exactly. And then I'll see what's happening. But the biggest thing that is happening, I'm doing another pantomime.
Nice.
This year. It'll be running from November till December. Come see a surprise when the role I'm playing this year. Even me.
Can you tell us a little bit more?
Never. I want y'all to come see this role, man. Even me, I'm like, no.
Luisteraar, ek moet vir jou sê, this guy is so good. Bongi, you're so good. I enjoy watching you act, man. You are amazing.
Yeah.
Now you don't even want to tell us.
No, I'm not going to tell you guys nothing. Yelisa moet kom kyk, want, now my one followership. At the Joburg Theatre. We'll be rocking at the Joburg Theatre. Yeah,
right.
It's the pantomime. It's the traditional one that happens every year. This year is Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
So bring your kids, man. Come bring the kids to come see Uwam Bongi in Moi Mensa. There's lots of dancing, lots of fun. So I love it because that's how they spotted me. Remember, I don't have a theater background. I didn't study theater. I didn't study nothing. So this guy just got me, put me on stage, and that's where I studied. Yeah,
wow.
On the big stage. I was like learning as you go.
On the job, yeah.
Yeah, on the job. Yes, I'm going to tell you guys. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but I'll tell you on another day. Because there's you have to wear certain things, and then, I'll tell you on another day.
You can't leave us without this cliffhanger. Was it not a minute?
A minute?
Yeah.
So there's this time, one time, when it was my first time, I had to dance, right?
Yes.
And you have to dress some certain things, but
yes.
It's cool. So they gave me, you know, these pants that jockeys wear? They tights. Nah. So I was a prince.
But Alice Vase.
I was a prince. Want again, next thing for a jock strappy. Again, next for but Alice,
yes.
Your team man. Then I went on that stage. I was singing, just shoot for the stars if you feel like. And I came running down to the edge of the stage. Then I took my hand up the look. The better hand moment. I think all these people love me. These people love me. They're going crazy for me. And little did I know, after that opening, when I ran backstage, I'm telling everyone, guys, I've made it. Then the director came back, Janice. She's like, Bongi, where are you? I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, did you see that? They love me. She's like, no, you need to learn to pack that away. She has a jockstrap. And she gave me a jockstrap. She threw me the jock. I promise. Did I not feel embarrassed, guys? I felt so, so embarrassed. I really, but I was embarrassed for the fact that, you know. Yeah, I mean, Tavi, so we all learn. But that one was a hard learn. And she gave, and I saw this jockstrap. It's you wear it so it can, you know.
Dat sal my ou onderwys sê, het jy daai broek by Klopstores gekoop? Bongi, please introduce your song to us. Thank you so much for the visit. Before I get fired.
Wee, wee.
I don't think you will. Ratings are going to shoot up from now on, man. I speak blessings on your show. This is a great show.
You're better
listen to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren, alsjeblieft, enjoy, geniet hierdie liedjie van Bongi Archie. It's called Lover.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.